ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने ॐ सहनाभवतो सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. We started our Chandogya Upanishad 6th chapter and we have seen up to the 6th section of the 6th chapter. So, Shashta Adhyaye, Shashta Khandaha. In 6th chapter, we have seen up to the 6th section. From the 2nd mantra onwards, second section onwards actually, the Srishtihi is discussed, the creation is discussed. Upanishad presents the Srishti Prakriya. And in this Chandogya Upanishad, Srishtihi, the creation, is discussed differently. Like in any other Upanishad, every Upanishad has its own discussion of creation. So here also Upanishad presents the Trivrit Karanam, the grossification of three elements. So initially Upanishad says, from Brahman, which Brahman? From Sagunam Brahma, from the Brahman, Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam Sagunam Brahma. Subtle elements, three subtle elements originated, and later on those three subtle elements became grossified, and then the gross elements also came into existence, and from those gross elements originated the gross universe. When Upanishad talks about the creation of gross elemental universe, he talks about the objective universe separately. It also discusses separately the creation of the individual body, body mind complex. And he said to say that all that is here in this entire universe, everything, that every phenomenon, every devata, everything here is, every being here is nothing but the combination of manifestation of three elements only. that everything can be reduced ultimately, finally, to three elements, three subtle elements, Tejaha, Ap, and Annam, the fire, water, and earth. And finally, those can be reduced to Brahman. Ultimately, everything here is Brahman. That's what Upanishad is going to establish. And to say that, that everything in this universe has three elements, to say that, Upanishad mentions the three colors, that there is a red color, Loha Varnaha, Rakta Varnaha, which stands for the Agni Devata, the fire principle. Then there is a Shweta Varnaha, which stands for the Apaha, waters. And there is also Krishna Varnaha, the dark color, which indicates the presence of the earth element. Like the three colors obtaining in every object in its own way imply that everything here is nothing but reducible to the three subtle elements. Later on, even the when discussed about the individual, the earth element obtaining in the form of the solid food alone, this is consumed and which contributes for the formation of the mind. And the water element drunk as the water, apaha, consumed of the water alone contributes for the formation of the pranas. And the fire element obtaining in the form of ghee, oil, etc. alone consumed later on contributes for the formation of the organ of speech, vagindriya. So it says, Tejo Mayi Vak Pra Ap. So all these three, Manaha, Pranaha, and Vak, are nothing but they're also products of the elements only, elemental products. The elements do not directly become prana and speech, but through there they become the food energy, the elemental energy, bhuta shakti, becomes a bhautika shakti. And bhautika shakti in the form of what? Anna shakti, jala shakti, agni shakti. And that anna shakti alone becomes what later on becomes manas shakti hi. Then prana shakti alone becomes indriya shakti also. That is established very clearly. And for which Upanishad gives an example, when the curd is churned, and from the curd, the churned curd, the subtle aspect of the curd, obtained of butter, surfaces, goes upwards. In the same way, the food consumed, when digested, when churned in a digestive system, the subtle aspect of the solid food we consume, surfaces and contributes for the mental makeup, the mindset, forming the mind. The water, with subtle aspect of the water we drink, contributes for the forming of the pranas. And the subtle aspect of the ghee, etc. we consume, alone becomes the vagindriyam. Therefore, ultimately, the subtle aspects of the subtle elements alone contribute for the forming of the mind, prana, and sense organs also. Therefore, everything in this universe, whether it's an individual or a total, everything is ultimately reducible to three elements, which can be reduced to Brahman. That is what is established here. Therefore, by Brahman is the root cause of the entire universe. By knowing Brahman, everything else becomes known. Brahma jnanena sarva vigya sarvam vigyatam bhavati. That is what Upanishad wants to establish here. So with the seventh section, the whole prasrishti prakriya discussion will be over. But now we have to see the seventh section only. Let us read the seventh section properly. In this seventh section also, Upanishad specially takes that one aspect of the srishtihi, that is manaha annamayaha annamayam hi manaha. Annamayam hi manaha is one sentence. Then prana pranamayaha, then annamayam hi manaha. Apomayaha pranaha. Annamayam manaha. Apomayaha pranaha. Tejomayi vak. I'll repeat it. Annamayam manaha. Why annamayam manaha? Because manaha is a manas, neuter gender word. Sakaranta napumsakalinga shabdaha. Therefore, annamayam manaha. Apomayaha pranaha. Then tejomayi vak. Because vak is a feminine underword. Therefore, tejomayi vak. Which means the mind is nothing but the energy, the mental power, which is nothing but modified form of the food energy. The food consumed, the food energy alone becomes the mental energy. Anna shakti reva manasaha shaktihi bhavati. Manasaha viryam manasaha samarthyam bhavati. Anna shakti reva manasaha shaktihi bhavati. Which is the food energy alone becomes the mental energy. Which means if the food is not consumed, the food energy is not there, then there cannot be the mental energy. If the water is not drunk at all, then there cannot be prana shakti. There cannot be prana. Therefore here, annamayam hi manaha, apomayaha pranaha, tejomayi vak. This is established again in the seventh section. The food consumed well contributes for the energetic, highly powerful, sound mind. If the food is not consumed, the food energy is not there, there cannot be sound, powerful mind. That is established in this seventh section. We'll read it now. Let us see the first mantra of the seventh section. Shodasha kalaha, shodasha kalaha, somya purushaha. The first sentence, let us stop there. Hey Somya, Uddhalakaha tells his son and disciple Shvetaketuhu, hey Somya, oh my beloved son, the student, Purushaha Shodasha Kalaha. Purushaha here literally means every human being is a Shodasha, Shodasha Kalaha. Shodasha Kalaha. You have to learn to say it correctly. First cerebral shakara, then we have the palatal shakara. Shodasha kalaha. Every human being is said to be known as shodasha kalaha because every human being is endowed with 16 fold powers. Each subtle power a human being endowed with is looked upon as the kala, is likened to a kala. A kala literally means an art, but here kala means the digit of the moon, chandra kala, not the art kala, but chandra kala. The digit of the moon is called chandra kala. So a human beings, the 16 subtle powers which constitute the sukshma shariram, you know, each power is looked upon as the one kala, like the kala of the moon, like the digit of the moon. So shodasha, shat dasha, shodasha, 16, shodasha kalaha yasya saha shodasha kalaha. Shodasha kalaha yasya saha shodasha kalaha. 16 kalaihal. Kalaihal here does not mean 16 types of art form or anything. Here 16 fold powers which constitute the entire sukshma shariram. So shodasha kalaha purushaha. And here he says, the seventh section, the teacher tells the student to go through an experiment. He presents an experiment here. What is the experiment? If somebody tells you, if you don't eat, you will become weak. If you don't eat, you will become weak. Please eat well. If you don't eat, you will become weak. Please eat well. Somebody tells you, you won't understand. So instead of telling, if you don't eat well, you will become very weak, he just tells, I give you a test now. I'm going to help you go through the experiment. From your own, by going through this experiment, by experimenting this, you will have your own direct experience. No, you will experience how if we don't eat well, then anna shakti abhave manasaha shakti abhavaha. Manasaha shakti abhave sarvendriya shakti abhavaha. If there is no food energy, then there cannot physically, you will become weak. If physically you are weak, you will become mentally weak. If you are mentally weak, you will be sensorily, you will be weak in general. You become weak in every respect. Therefore, to say that, no, here he says, what is the experiment here? He tells, oh, my dear student, panchadasha ahani. Now you can read the next sentence. Panchadasha ahani ma ashihi. Panchadasha ahani ma ashihi. Ashihi. Ma is a negative particle. May you not eat for 15 days. Panchadasha ahani means what? Panchadasha dinani ma khadatu, ma khada. May you not eat for 15 days. Why 15 days? Because if you do not eat for 16 days, okay, slowly, day by day, each power will become weaker. If you don't eat one day, one power will become weaker. If you don't eat second day, second power will become weaker. Third day, third power. Like this, 16 days if you don't eat at all, completely you will become, what now? All your organs will stop functioning. Therefore, he did not want him to die. Therefore, he only tells 15 days, not 16 days. So the 15 days may you not eat. Panchadasha ahani மா ஆஷிஹி. அசனம் மா குரு, அசனம் ஈட்டிங் மே யூ நாட் டூ. பட் யூ ஷுட் டூ ஒன் திங், யூ டோன்ட் ஈட் ஃபார் 15 டேஸ் பட் பிளீஸ் டோன்ட் கன்சியூமிங் வாட்டர். பிளீஸ் ட்ரிங்க் ஆஸ் மச் வாட்டர் அஸ் பாசிபிள். யூ நோ வை? வாட்டர் லோன் கான்ட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஃபார் சஸ்டினன்ஸ் ஆஃப் யோர் பிராணா. வாட்டர் சஸ்டெயின்ஸ் யுவர் பிராணா. So prana will hold on to your body. Prana also will not leave you and go away. The prana should not leave your body and go away in search of another body where it can have food. So better what to do? Drink water. So he says, kamam apaha piba. See, that is now, panchadasha ahani ma ashihi. Read the next sentence. காமம் அபஹ பிப. காமம் இஸ் அன் அட்வர்ப் ஹியர். காமம் இஸ் நாட் அ நவுன், காமம் இஸ் அன் அட்வர்ப் விச் மீன்ஸ் யதேஷ்டம் ஜலம் பிபத்து. ஜலம் பிப, யூ ட்ரிங்க் ஆஸ் மச் வாட்டர் அஸ் யூ வாண்ட். யதேஷ்டம் ஜலம் பிப, அன்னம் மா காத. ஓகே, மே நாட் ஈட் ஃபுட் but drink as much water as you want. Why? Because the reason he gives why you should drink only water, water you should drink because if you don't drink water, prana also will go away. But prana should be there so that you will learn the experience. You can later on come back with your experience. You will be, you should survive. She says, pranaha, apomayaha pranaha, because prana is what? Prana is formed of the subtle aspect of the water you drink. Therefore, pibataha pranaha na vichetsyate. Pibataha, for the one who is drinking water, pranaha na vichetsyate. Prana will not get broken. Prana will not be broken of the person who's drinking water regularly. So prana will be there. Prana will hold on to you so that you will survive. Uyir poidadu. Prana will not go. You will be weak person. Okay, but still you will not die. So pranaha na vichetsyate. Vichetsyate iti. Pranaha will not get broken. Prana will continue to survive. Prana will continue to be there for the one who is drinking water. Therefore, you drink water as much as you want, but you don't eat for 15 days. Please remember very carefully, 16 days if a person does not eat, that is why you can make out when somebody very old is ill, who is very ill and who is in the deathbed, and a person stops eating food, you don't need to work very hard, don't need to put the tube into the nose and really harass the person. Leave the person for 16 days, finished. Okay? The person then will stop taking the water also. Only prana will be there. When this water also is not consumed, the prana also will go smoothly without any discomfort. You know, that's why they say, leave the person for 16 days, the person will leave comfortably. So here, that's a small hint also. We also learn a lesson here. Oh, if I drink water, somehow you can hold up. You can again come back to life. But so here he says, this is the experiment he gives. Okay. Now look at what happens. Let us go to the next mantra. Saha ha panchadasha ahani na asha. There comes, ends the first sentence. Saha ha panchadasha ahani na asha. Saha am repeating so that you can follow Sanskrit sentences. Saha, visarga is not there. You have to put visarga for you to understand. Saha, ha. Indeed, panchadasha ahani na asha. Full stop. That student who, Shweta Ketu, who, as instructed by his father, did not eat for 15 days. When he did not eat for 15 days, what happens? Like every day, just as from the full moon, how every day one digit of the moon resolves and slowly the waxing, the waning of the moon happens. From full moon, the waning of the moon happens, which means every day one digit of the moon resolves, it becomes darker and darker and darker and darker. In the same way here also, if you stop eating for first day, second day, third day, day by day, every day one power becomes weaker. The sound powerful, the sound powerful faculty becomes weak faculty, weaker faculty. Day by day, 15 days, the person stops eating, all his 15 kalas become weak. Only one kala remains, which means only one power is there, other two weak power, and all the 15 faculties become what now? 15 powers become weak. Then this person, he still has prana, he's still breathing because he's been drinking water. And here, Upanishad says, the food which is consumed, the subtle aspect of the solid food consumed alone contributes to the forming of the mind. But later in this Upanishad, one more thing is revealed here. The mental energy, manasam viryam, manasam samarthyam, manasa shakti alone becomes divided into the 16 fold powers. 16 fold faculties are what? Actually share only one mental energy only, totally. Ekasya antakranasya shaktireva. No, is divided by all other faculties. Totally 16 faculties also. What? No. Actually share the one mental energy only. Therefore, when you do not eat food, when not only the mind becomes, the powerful sound mind becomes weak and mind, if all other faculties also become weak. So here, now this student did not eat for 15 days. Later on, he comes to see the teacher. Then when the student comes to the teacher, it's a custom when the student approaches the teacher, he's supposed to say what he has learned and understood. He's supposed to express something to the teacher. So he comes, so understood here. The next sentence, ha enam upasasada, enam upasasada, enam gurum uddalakam shvetaketuhu upasasada. The disciple Shvetaketuhu approaches his teacher, comes to visit his teacher, Uddalaka father. Then he tells, I have come to you now. Kim bravimi bhoho. Kim bravimi bhoho. O teacher, what shall I reveal to you now? What shall I express? What shall I chant? or what should I tell you now? What shall I tell you? Say, because he has to express something, homework he must have done. I mean, he approaches the teacher, he's supposed to reveal, express some homework, what he has done at home. Now he has come, so he is asking the teacher, Enam Upasasada. So Shvetaketahu went to his teacher and he's telling, Kim Bravimi Boho. Now, what should I tell you now? Iti, when this Shvetaketahu asked his father, what shall I tell you now? Immediately the teacher tells him, Richaha Somya Yajumshi Samani Iti. You can chant Rig Mantras. Hey, oh my dear son, Yajumshi, or you can chant Yajurveda Mantras, or you can recite some mantra. Samaganam also is okay. He tells everything, okay? Ruchaha Yajumshi Samani. And he knows his son is so weak. He cannot chant anything. He knows very well. But he wants his son to know this fact. Saha ha uvacha. The next Saha Uddalaka. Sorry, Shvetaketahu. Shvetaketahu replied. Shvetaketahu tells his father. No, had said to his father, Na vai ma pratibhanti bhoho. Na vai ma pratibhanti bhoho. Bhoho pita. Bhoho pitaha. Bhoho guru. Bhoho pitaha. Bhoho guru. Oh my father, oh my teacher. Navai maam pratibhanti. Navai maam pratibhanti. Pratibhanti, I tell you, no mantra. Rug mantras, yajur mantras, sama mantras, nothing, no mantra really come to my mind. Ondrum thondravillai. No mantra occurs, no mantra really comes to my mind now. Nothing comes to my mind. Why? Memory is very weak. Intellect is weak. Mind is so weak. Mental energy is not there. Why? I have not eaten for 15 days. I'm mentally so weak. I hardly can hear you what you're telling. I tried to work very hard to understand what you say. I try to say something. So nothing comes to my mind. Okay. Then now Uddalakaha tells his son, very good. This is a good experiment. Okay. No, this Anvaya Vyatireka Paddhati can be used here also. Not only there, here also. Anne Adhyamane Manasaha Shaktihi. Manasaha Shaktav Indriyanam Shaktihi. If food is eaten, then mind can be strong and powerful. The mind is strong and sound, all the senses can be powerful and strong. This is Anvaya. The food is not eaten, then mental energy cannot be there. Then all the faculties also fail. They become weak and weak. This is Vyatireka. So Vyatireka only, Vyatireka aspect is over. The student did not eat anything. He comes to the teacher and he is so weak. He could not remember anything. He could not recite anything. Now, the teacher says now, So this aspect, this what has been already made very clear. The food, the solid food we eat, we consume, is nothing but the modified form of the earth element alone is in the form of the solid food we eat. And the solid food we eat alone, what now? When digested well, the subtle aspect of it contributes for the formation of the mind. Therefore, if we eat food alone, then there can be mental energy, there be all the faculties can be strong and powerful, sound. He revealed this fact again to make it very clear. The next mantra, the third mantra of the seventh section, Uddalakaha, gives a very nice, beautiful example. Let us hear the third mantra now. What is the example he gives? Tam ho vacha, tam ha uvacha. Whom it is now Shweta Ketuhu, the Rishi Uddalakaha tells his son and disciple Uddalaka, the Shweta Ketu. Rishi Uddalakaha tells his son Shvetaketuhu, "Hey Somya, O my dear son, yatha mahataha abhyahitasya, mahataha abhyahitasya yekaha angaraha." I want all of you to read after me. Yatha Somya mahataha, mahato is there, I'm splitting the sentence. Mahataha abhyahitasya yekaha angaraha. Mahataha abhyahitasya yekaha angaraha. Khadyota matraha, khadyota matraha. Let me explain this here. Yatha means just as. See, mahataha abhyahitaha means, the mahan means great. Abhyahitaha means a highly, highly kindled, a huge conflagration of fire. Very well kindled, highly powerful, huge conflagration of fire. You know, it is there. Imagine there is a huge conflagration of fire, and when you add fuel to that fire, it burns much brightly, and it can reveal its own existence. It can also illumine objects around. And when there is a huge conflagration of fire, the radiation, the heat also what now spread by that conflagration of fire reaches much far distance. You have to stand very far from the fire. You cannot go near, because the radiation, the heat is such, you cannot stand the heat. You have to stand very far where there is a fire. You can't go near. And such a fire is there. And when you stop offering fuel to that fire, don't add any more sticks, any more wood, any more fuel, no more ghee. Stop offering the fuel to the this fire. What happens? Slowly, that huge conflagration of fire, you know, in Mariamman temple festivals, we would have seen, if you know, the evenings, they'll make a huge conflagration of fire. And people, they'll add lot of wood, they'll be adding huge, big, big logs of wood, they'll add to the fire. whole night they will burn. The morning they'll stop adding fuel. What happens when you stop adding fuel? Slowly, all the flames will go. They stop burning, flames will go, and there'll be only ember. The flameless, only ember will be there. There won't be flames anymore. That ember is called Angaraha in this mantra. Do you get the word? Angaraha means Angaraha, means ember. The glowing, you know, piece of wood or coal, which is not actually a flame, an ember. Only one, there'll be one, an ember will be there when we stop adding fuel to the conflagration of fire. Also, slowly burn, burn, burn. All the fuel got consumed. When you stop adding fuel, for the flame to continue to sustain the flames, you must continue to add fuel to the fire. If you stop adding fuel to the fire, whatever fuel has been given earlier becomes consumed, and finally there'll be only ember. And that ember, what happens before, when it was a big, huge conflagration of fire with so many flames of fire and illumining itself, revealing its own existence, it also revealed, illumined objects around, and radiation was spreading for such a long distance, people cannot even go near the fire. Now, such a fire, because no more fuel is added, having become an ember, Angaraha Bhutva. Now, like what now? Kadyota Matraha. Kadyotaha means firefly. Know the firefly? The firefly, in this such a huge conflagration of fire, because the fuel is not added, it has become an ember. The ember is like what now? Like the firefly. What is the capacity of the firefly? Firefly has some light. How much is the light of the firefly? It can only reveal its existence. You can make out there is a firefly. That's all. Firefly's light. No, Minmini Poochi. The firefly has its light. That the light is only that much that you can make out the existence of the, oh, firefly is there. I can make out because this is glowing. In the same way, Angaraha also, when there is a Angaraha, the ember, for seeing the ember, you can only make out what? There is fire. There is fire, ember. That's all you can make out. But that firefly's light is not capable of illumining anything else. In the same way, ember also is not capable of illumining anything else. You can only it can only reveal its existence. There is fire. There is some heat. That's all you can make out. But it cannot radiate its fire to far off distance, nor has the capacity to illumine anything else. It is very weak, powerless ember. So Kadyota Matraha means that ember is like what? Which is like the firefly. Parishishtaha Syat. That alone remains. Even the conflagration of the fire, if the fuel is not added, becomes only an ember, which is as much as the simple firefly. Okay, Parishishtaha Syat. Tena Tatopi na bahudahet. And that such an ember cannot really burn anything big. Ember cannot really burn anything big. In the same way, now he says, in the same way, he somya, evam somya. Please see the next sentence of the mantra. Te shodashanam kalanam. Shodashanam, te means tava. Shodashanam kalanam. Yeka kala atishishta syat. Now you have not eaten for 15 days. So all or 15 of your faculties must have become very weak and powerless. Like what? Like the huge conflagration of fire. When fuel is stopped, becomes an ember which is only as good as the, which can only reveal its existence, which cannot radiate any more heat, which is like the moth, which is like the firefly. In the same way, of all your 16 faculties, no, 16 kalas. Now what happens? Yeka kala atisishta syat. Maybe only one digit level of your power alone is there. You have only now only one digit of your power. Yeka kala atisishta syat. Of the 16 digit power, digits power, you have only one digit power now. Kala atisishta syat taya by, with that very little feeble one digit, a single digit power, okay, 15 digit power you have lost. Because you don't have now. You have not been eating. So you have only one digit power, which is like the angaraha, which is like an ember, which is likened to a firefly. Etarhi means idanim. Etarhi, Shankara Bhagavata says, idanim, now. Vedan na anubhavasi. Vedan na anubhavasi means you do not remember, you are not capable of recollecting all the mantras you have memorized and you've been chanting all these days. You are incapable of remembering, recollecting all that you have studied and stored. Why? Because you have only one digit power, one digit of the energy. You don't have 15 digits of energy, you don't have. Therefore, Ashana, better you go and eat now. Ashana. Atha. Ashana, please go and eat now. After eating, may vijnasyasi, you will be able to know everything I tell you after eating. Pasi vanda pattum parandodum. Isn't it? So he says what? After eating, you will remember vijnasyasi, you will know everything I am saying very correctly. Perfectly, you will know everything after eating. Better now you go and eat. It's a good example, isn't it? Now, he tells, look at the next one now. Saha ha asha. Saha ha asha. Fourth mantra. Saha Shvetaketuhu Now he went and ate very well. After starving for 15 days, fasting for 15 days, he was on water therapy. Only having water, fasting for 15 days, he went and ate. Ataha yenam upasasada. Then again, after eating, this Shvetaketuhu enam gurum upasasada. He came back to his teacher. This time, the guru did not even ask him, come on, chant something. He did not even ask, what should I chant? Without asking, what should I chant? Kim bravimi boho? No, he didn't ask. He straight away started, yat kincha papracha sarvamha pratipede. And he chanted whatever the teacher said, you know, everything he understood. Whatever the teacher said, sarvamha pratipede, yatkincha papracha. Whatever the teacher asked, everything he understood, everything came to his mind, everything occurred, everything he could recite. Which means what? After eating, he became what? His mind became strong, powerful, sound mind. When the mind becomes powerful, strong and sound, all the faculties become sound and strong, powerful. And here, the beautiful thing is, again he gives an example. Look at this, same example. Tamha uvacha yatha somya. Hey Somya, oh my dear son. Tam means here Shweta Ketum Uddalakaha Uvacha. Uddalaka tells his son again, Mahataha Abhyahitasya Ekam Angaram Kadyota Matram Parisishtam Tam. Now, the huge conflagration of fire, which was well burnt and kindled with lots of fuel, which was burning with many flames, no, that glowing, not simply glowing, actually, the fire, that when stopped, when the fuel you offer, you stop offering the fuel, then what happens? Slowly it becomes, all the flames get put down, put off, slowly there will be only angaraha, there will only be ember. And that ember also, what now? The ember, which only can reveal its existence. Seeing the ember, you can only make out there is fire, there is heat, some heat. And which is like the firefly. Kadyota matram angaram. That is what remains finally. When you stop adding fuel, it becomes what? Only angaraha. Kadyota matraha angaraha. It becomes the simple ember, which is like a firefly. But when you again want to make it very powerful, when you want to convert the, if you want to convert the huge conflagration of fire into an ember, just stop adding fuel to it. Again, when you want to convert the ember into a huge conflagration, what should you do? Start offering fuel. Stop adding fuel. Convert the conflagration of fire into a simple firefly like an ember. If you want to convert the ember into a huge conflagration of fire, then start feeding the ember. But how should you start? In that ember, if you go and bring a big, huge, dry log of wood and put into the ember will get put off for good. Isn't it? How should you start with? Get some thin, dry grass, add little grass, slowly create little flame, then add more and more fuel, then convert it into, slowly bring it into, gradually bring it into a huge conflagration of fire. That is why whenever we are fasting, Ekadashi Upavasa, immediately Parana should not be with the heavy food. First little juice, then some buttermilk. You know, that's why Nellika juice, we had that gooseberry rasam, all we have to have. Dwadashi Paranam. You know, you have to add things slowly only. You, after starving, break your fast, then don't eat like a bakasura very next day. Eat little by little, increase your quantity of food slowly only. That is said, that's also instructed here. Isn't it? So instead of putting a big thing, what he says, now what is the big job? First, there was a conflagration of fire, and you converted it into what? Converted that fire into a small ember, which is small like a moth, which is like a firefly. Now that firefly, like this ember, has to be converted into huge conflagration of fire again. How should you do it? He says, Trinaihi Upasamadhaya. Trinaihi. In the Gurukulam, there must have been some dry grass all over. You know, simple, not a huge things. Trinaihi. Sushka Trinaihi. No, dry grass. Trinaihi Upasamadhaya Prajwalayet. Slowly adding grass, etc. In, you know, slowly kindle the fire from those ember and increase the number of flames by adding more and more fuel slowly, gradually, then slowly convert it into a big conflagration of fire again. Tataha api bahudahet. Then when it gets slowly becomes a huge big fire, kindled fire, then it will have the capacity to burn everything. And not only that, the radiation will again spread for a very far distance, and it will reveal its own existence. It will have the capacity to illumine all other objects around, things around. Is it clear? Okay. Tataha api bahudahet. Let us read the next sentence, next mantra now. Evam somya. Evam somya. Te shodashanam kalanam. Eka kala atisishta abhut. In this manner, now we have not eaten for 15 days. You had not eaten for 15 days. Only you have lost the 15 digit power. You have lost. Now you only eka kala shakti. You had only one power, one digit power load you had. Then afterwards, what now? Sa annena upasamahita. Annena upasamahita. That eka kala shakti, one digit energy, single digit power, which alone was there in you. The single digit power, which alone was there in you. Because of the food you ate now, slowly, gradually is what now? Is now becomes powerful and stronger. Prajwali, prajwali, taya, etarhi. Now, because of that power, that now the strengthened power, ida etarhi, idanim, now, vedan anubhavasi. Now you are able to remember everything, recollect all the Veda mantras. You are able to recite all the Veda mantras. Vedan anubhavasi means Vedan smarasi. You remember all the mantras, you're able to recite and recollect all the mantras. Therefore, what is the lesson now? Experiment is over. Example also has been used very well. Very good example has been given, and very well, very experiment. You were asked to go through an experiment also. Now you must have understood the fact. Annamayam hi soumya manaha. Last sentence. Upanishad repeats. Annamayam hi soumya manaha. Oh my dear son, annamayam hi manaha. What is mind? What is mind? This lesson should make it very. Mind is not. Atma is not the mind. Mind is matter. How well you can understand. What is manaha? What is your mind? Annamayam hi manaha. Mind is nothing but modified form of the subtlest aspect of the solid food we eat. Mind is matter only. Subtlest matter. Even though mind is inexplicably subtlest organ, you cannot even locate where it is, how it is, you cannot describe, you cannot do anything about it, you understand the mind, and that mind is also what? Subtlest matter. It's also modified form of the subtlest aspect of the solid food we eat. Annamayam hi manaha. Apomayaha pranaha. See, the prana was now stuck. The prana never left. Why? He was drinking water continuously. If somebody tells you don't eat for 15 days, don't drink water also. That's why nirjala upavasa they say. Only on ekadashi, one day nirjala upavasa, not for 15 days. If you don't drink water also, finished. Okay? Prana will also say bye to you. Therefore, apomayaha pranaha. Then tejomayi vak. This is not explained. You understood here. What is tejomayi? Tejomayi means the fire element alone, the agni aspect alone is there in all the oils, in all the ghee, in all the fat contents, and that we consume. Becomes what? Even avocado you have to include here. Okay? Even though avocado is a vegetable, the fat, wherever fat is, it's all Agni Devata. Agni only is in the form of the fat. And that fat consumed alone becomes what? Your Vagindriyam. Vak. Therefore, Tejomayi Vak. Therefore, what happens now? Tad ha asya vijagnyau. Tad means this fact, he has this fact. What fact? The mind is nothing but modified form of the subtle aspect of the food we consumed. And prana is nothing but the water. And vag is nothing but the modified form of the food which stands for the fire element. Therefore, what? The body, mind, sense complex of the individual also is nothing but elemental product only. So everything in this universe, not only the Adi Bhautika Prapanchaha, Adi Bhautikam, the objective universe, but also the subjective, the individual body, mind, sense complex also, finally reducible to what is there in Brahmandam alone is in the Pindandam. Pindande yadasti, tadeva Brahmandepi asti. Whatever is here is there in the world. Whatever is there in the world is here in this body mind complex. Everything can be reduced to finally to three subtle elements. You can reduce everything to three gross elements. Gross elements can be reduced to subtle elements. Subtle elements finally have to be reduced only to Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is the Jagat Karanam and Jagat is Karyam. Therefore, Jagat is nothing but Brahman. By knowing the Moola Karanam Brahman, the samagram jagat, the entire universe will become known as it were. So brahma jnanena, brahma vijnanena, jagat karanam brahma, karana jnanena karyam vijnatam bhavati. By knowing the cause, effect becomes known. By knowing Brahman, the entire universe will become known. Okay? Therefore, what is Brahman now? We can say Jagat Karana means Satta. Brahman is what? Sat Brahman, Sat Brahma. Sat Brahmanaha Jnanena Jagat Jnanam Bhavati. By knowing the Brahman, the very existence of the universe, the cause of the universe, the entire universe becomes known. So here, until here, you can say, Karana Jnanam is what? Satta Jnanam. Knowledge of the cause is knowledge of the very existence. And knowledge of the existence of the universe is knowledge of the very universe. Therefore, here you can say, all that is here is Brahman. Sat Brahma eva idam sarvam jagat. This entire universe is nothing but Sat Brahma. Therefore, Sat Brahma Jnanena, Karana Brahma Jnanena, Sarvam Jagat Karyam Vijnatam Bhavati. By knowing the Brahman, the cause, the entire universe, it becomes known. Now, how to arrive at that Brahman? What is that Brahman? Very clear now. Brahman is the cause. Everything else is the product of Brahman. By knowing Brahman, everything else can be known. But what is that Brahman by knowing which everything else can be known? Now we say, next is what? Next is Sat Brahma, Sat Brahma, Tat Brahma. That Brahman, by knowing which everything else becomes known as it were, that Sat Brahman, by knowing which everything else becomes known, that Brahman is available for recognition only as the Swarupam of the Jiva. Jivatma Swarupenaiva Brahma Upalabhyate. Therefore, Jiva Swarupa Jnanam, Ahamaha Jnanam, is it Jiva Swarupa Jnanam, Eva Brahma Jnanam? Brahma Jnanam is Sarva Vijnanam. Knowledge of the truth of the individual, the self of the individual, reality of the individual, is the knowledge of the truth of the whole Brahman. And knowledge of the truth of the whole Brahman is knowledge of the whole. Therefore, we can say, so Jiva, Jivatma Jnanena, or Jiva Swarupa Jnanena, Brahma Jnanam Siddhyati. Brahma Vijnanam Bhavati. So, now Brahma Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam Bhavati means, now we say, so Jiva Swarupa Jnanena Brahma Vijnanam Bhavati, thereby Sarva Vijnanam Bhavati. See, Brahma Vicharaha is called Tat Pada Vicharaha. Brahma Vicharaha is Tatpada Vicharaha. Now with this seventh section, Tatpada Vicharaha is over. What is the implied meaning of the word Tat? Ishvara. What is Ishvara? Sagunam Brahma. Maya Upahita Chaitanyam Brahma Sagunam Brahma I Tatpada Lakshyartha. The implied meaning of the word Tat is Ishvaraha Sagunam Brahma. So Tatpada Vicharaha is over until now. Now what do we need now? Now Jeeva Swarupa Brahma Vicharaha is Tatpada Vicharaha. Now Jeeva Swarupa Vicharaha is Twampada Vichara. The enquiry into the nature of the real nature of the individual self. Enquiry into the real nature of the individual self is called Jeeva Swarupa Vichara. And the Jeeva Swarupa Vichara is Twampada Vicharaha. The enquiry into the meaning of the word Twam, the first person, second person, singular pronoun Twam. Tat, that, Twam, you know very well. Then later on, Aikya, Jeeva, Jeeva Swarupa, Ishvara Swarupa, Aikya Vicharaha, Jeeva Swarupa, Ishvara Swarupa, Aikya Vicharaha is Asipada Vicharaha. Tatpada Vicharaha, Brahma Vicharaha is Tatpada Vichara, or Ishvara Vichara is Tatpada Vichara. Jeeva Swarupa Vicharaha is Twampada Vicharaha. Then Jeeva Swarupa, Ishvara Swarupa, Aikya Vicharaha is Asipada Vicharaha. So enquiry into the oneness of the truth of the individual and the Ishvara, the total, is Aikya Swarupa Vicharaha, which is the meaning of enquiry into the meaning of the word Asi in Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. Is it clear now? So with this seventh section, Srishti Prakriya is over, and here Brahma Vicharaha or Tatpada Vicharaha is over. Now two more Vicharas are there. That is Jeeva Swarupa Vicharaha, which is otherwise called Twampada Vicharaha, enquiry into the meaning, implied meaning of the word Twam, the second person singular pronoun Twam, which is the enquiry into the nature of the individual, and later on the one enquiry into the nature of the oneness of the truth of the individual and the Ishvara, the total, which otherwise called enquiry into the meaning of the word Asi in Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. These two more vicharas, two more enquiries will be continued in the next section, which is going to come in the eighth section. Only when that eighth section will be ready, the teaching will become complete, become much clearer also. Even till now, whatever has been said, this is the teaching. The one vichara is over. You see the last sentence. He Somya, Manaha Apomayaha, Pranaha Tejo, Somya, Annamayam, He Somya, Annamayam Manaha, Apomayaha Pranaha. Annamayam comes first. Annamayam hi Somya Manaha, Apomayaha Pranaha, Tejomayi Vak, Iti Tad Ha Asya Vijagnyau. This fact he has understood from his teacher. Vijagnyau means Vijnatavan. So Shweta Ketuhu understood by going through his experiment the fact revealed by his father. What was the fact revealed? Food is eaten well, then you have the mental energy. When the mental energy is there, all your faculties will be energetic and sound. If you drink water, you have prana. And your food alone contributes for your indriya shakti also. He gently says, and this fact is understood, which means not only the adi bhautikam, bhautika prapancha, adhyatma prapancha, vyashti prapancha, samashti prapancha, the individual body mind's complex and the external objective universe. Everything here can be reduced to finally three subtle elements, and three subtle elements can be really reduced to finally only Brahma. Which means Brahman is the very existence of this universe. The absolute reality Brahman obtains in this universe in the form of the very existence of this universe. The existence enjoyed by the universe is nothing but Brahman. If you say Jagat is, Jagat Bhati, Jagat Asti, if you say universe is, that isness enjoyed by the universe is nothing but Brahman. It typically like, exactly like when you say ocean is, the existence enjoyed by the ocean is actually the very water. The water alone is in the form of the ocean. Brahman alone is in the form of this Jagat. There is no Jagat other than Brahma. So what is that Brahman which is in the form of this Jagat? What is that Brahman which is in the form of this Jagat? What is that Brahman which alone is in the form of the Jagat? When I see every small thing in this Jagat, I'm only seeing Brahman. But I don't see Brahman. What is that Brahman which is in the form of the Jagat? Do you see Brahman? Yes, you do see Brahman. How do you see Brahman? Not as Brahman in the form of the Jagat. You see Brahman not as Brahman, but you see Brahman in the form of the Jagat. When you see the ocean, you see water in the form of the ocean. You see water in the form of the ocean. You see Brahman in the form of the universe, and that Brahman which alone you see in the form of the universe is available for recognition only as your own Swarupam, as the very content of I, as the Jeeva Swarupam only. Therefore, Jeeva Swarupa Vichara you need to do. You have yet to do Jeeva Swarupa Vichara to arrive at that Brahman which alone is in the form of this universe. Finally, you will say what? Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Then you have to say Aham Brahma Asmi. Therefore, Aham Idam Sarvam. I, the Self, am the whole. That has to come here. Isn't it? Therefore, Jeeva Swarupam, alo Brahman, has to be recognized only as your own Swarupam. In Taittiriyam, it was said, Yo Vedanihi Tanguhayam Parame Vyoman. Whole Jagat is Brahma, you can say. But where is that Brahman available for recognition? When you see the tree, you see Brahman in the form of tree. When you see an animal, you see Brahman in the form of animal. But when you see anything else, everything, a living being, non-living thing, you are seeing Ishvara, Sagunam Brahma, Maya, Chaitanyam, Brahman alone in the form of every object here. every object you see is Brahman only, Ishvara only. But what is that Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam? What is that Chaitanyam Brahma, which is endowed with the power of Maya? What is the Chaitanyam? Chit can never be arrived at as an object. Chit is not even the subject. It is available as the very Swarupam of the Jivaha. Therefore, now Jivatma Swarup, Jiva Swarupa Vicharaha is important, which will continue, which will come in the following next mantra, next section, which we will do in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.